WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into Super Bowl time, Super Bowl week, got sports wagering and mobile and exotic things happening here. But we've also got our dear friend, John Mark from the Maryland Lottery, director of all things lottery, gaming, sports wagering. Are you in charge of the buffet platter on Super Bowl Sunday too? Or are you bringing the dip? And what is your Super Bowl thing? Other than watching commercials.
I tell you what, I don't want to give a shameless plug, so I will just tease this, and hopefully some of your fans will know what I'm talking about. There is a bakery here in the Baltimore marketplace that actually serves up football cakes with the teams who compete for the Super Bowl. And for the last, I don't know, since I've been in Baltimore, once I found out these were in existence, every year, my personal tradition is I go to this unnamed location and I get a football cake, and my wife has to be gluten-free, so she cannot eat the cake. So I get to sliver that cake for as long as it takes. Sometimes it's that same day, sometimes it's a week. But as long as it takes for me to sliver that cake, it's all me.
When I talk about John Martin for the rest of my life, I'm going to say he's a guy who has his cake and eats it too.
Nice. Nice.
Super Bowl week here. Wait, you know, first things first, and I know you hate when I bring these things up because the jackpots go up and down. We had jackpots get hit. We had a big winner, right? Like we're rock bottom all of a sudden, right?
we had the cleanse of jackpots last week. So yes, the Powerball jackpot is reset now to $20 million, $747 million jackpot, won in the state of Washington. How about them apples? But that's a that's a big win in Washington. Mega Millions is has had trouble kind of, you know what, Mega Millions, fun fact, work this into your conversation at dinner tonight. The month of January, we had 4 Mega Millions jackpot winners. Of course, the $1.35 billion jackpot on Friday, January 13th. And then the next 3 weeks in the month of January, a $20 million winner on January 17th, a $31 million on January 24th, and another $31 million winner on January 31st. In the annals of jackpot history, that has never happened, Nestor.
Really? Okay.
4 jackpots in 1 month, a 4-bagger.
Well, let's be honest. It's really hard to hit, right? I mean, we know that, right? That's why it adds up. It's a really difficult game with wherever the combinations are. It's 1 in a billion or whatever that number, probably more than that, right? So the fact that it could hit 4 times in a row is that is sort of randomly weird. And it's sort of anti the game. The whole idea of the game is to get it to build up, right?
Well, you know what? And that's the irony, because in nothing else, I live in irony. The furor, right? The hype has been, oh, we got these billion-dollar jackpots. You and I have even talked about it. Oh, these jackpots are out of control, $1 billion. You know, why is that happening now? And I try to tell people, you know what? The pendulum swings, and sometimes people get lucky. No one's talking about the fact that $20 and $31 million jackpots get hit repetitively, but it's the same game. So the game that gives you a $2 billion jackpot may likely give you 4 jackpots in a month. That's just the way it works.
Well, I want to talk about the time that I played the lottery at East Point Liquors in 1988. I was 21 years old, and I had a dollar, and I played it, and I said, if I hit, and I played 936 and I boxed it. And the winning at that time, I believe, was $80. I won $80. I remember that vividly. I won $80, and I took my $80 to the Philadelphia Spectrum trying to get a ticket for Bruce Springsteen on the Tunnel of Love tour. So I began last week the Springsteen tour in Tampa. I spent a little more than $80, but not a lot. I spent less than $80 in Atlanta. I'm very proud to say I got a $59 ticket in Atlanta on Friday night. But here's what I'm thinking. If I'm going to go to Springsteen again, Lucky Town, whatever, that playing the same number every day, maybe it's time, because I need to hit the lottery to go see Springsteen in Baltimore. That's what I need to do, John.
Well, okay. Good luck with that. But as long as you play responsibly, Nestor. Please,
well, I'm just saying how good it feels to win. And when you win and you take your $80 and 35 years later, you remember exactly what you did with it, that you turn your winnings into a memory. And for me, I need to hit the lottery so I can afford Springsteen tickets. Sean Martin is here. You've got Ravens information for me, right? Like, it is Super Bowl week.
We do.
I still have a handful of these left. I'm be back on March 3rd at Drug City. March 8th, we're going to be at Fadley's. I'm going to have new tickets. But this is the sort of the crescendo of 6-8 months worth of like football Raven scratch offs, right?
Absolutely. And every year at this time, sometimes it's this week, sometimes like this year, it was last week. We take our semifinalists, six people, to the M&T Bank Stadium, and we bring them in there, and we pick a lucky winner who will win Ravens season tickets for 20 years. And we put their name on the big Jumbotron, and there's a lot of hugging and carrying on.
Do you make sure all of these people are Ravens fans when they show up, or you just dress them in purple? Because I would think there's got to be one year, there's got to be a random Steeler fan, or I could say Eagles out loud. They're in a Super Bowl. I'm just going to, that's what the most Eagles or the Washington, whatever they call themselves, whatever. But I mean, yeah. You're a Cleveland Browns fan, right? Like, I mean, is there a point where all these people confirm Raven fans, or do we have some fun going on with this?
You know what? That's a great point. And in the years we've done that, I don't know. And I should, right?
I should would hope everything. They're really geeked up about it. I mean,
yeah, but you know what this fan was? He is from Millersville, and his name is Angelo Contrino. And Angelo will now be spending the next 20 years, hopefully in good health, and attending Ravens games. 20 years from now is 2043.
See, I was going to say something. I was going to make a Browns joke. I was going to make a Jets joke or whatever. Used to be able to make an Eagles joke about this. Now they keep winning. But I just hope the Ravens win. I hope that Angelo is there. And I hope they don't take the championship game away from him like they were talking about a couple weeks ago. I mean, we haven't had a championship game here since 71, okay? So, like, yeah. I attended one in Cleveland back in the 80s. I don't want to talk about that one, but I was at the one that, you know, the one I'm talking about.
I'm trying to breathe. I'm doing my breathing exercises.
I know. That's fine. Shh. Okay. Hey, calm it down.
You know who else is doing breathing exercises today?
A winner. Somebody that won a lot
of
money.
Gary Hill. Who's
what did
Gary
win?
Hill? Gary, you can go to mdlottery.com and look at our winner stories. I love winner stories like this. Gary Hill, a Navy veteran. First of all, thank you, Gary, for your service. We do appreciate all that you've done over the years. 79 years young, plays Keno, and he's one of these guys with a plan. You can appreciate this, Nestor. He's a man with a plan, and his plan is he plays the tens. So he bets in an eight spot, which means he picks eight numbers out of the potential 80 available, and he picks 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, and 80. And he hopes that they come up in some combination. Well, he lucked out that day and got kicked, played the bonus ball as well there for another three times multiplier. $10,000 win times three, $30,000 win. And he is going to
That's
use that
a good
money.
Night out at an it establishment.
Is, you know
right?
what?
Yeah.
And he is going to use that for a new home purchase. God bless Gary Hill at 79. With his new home purchase and his $30,000 win.
At 20, so 21, I was just happy to have 80 bucks in a Springsteen ticket.
Yes, yes. There's a nice picture, Gary. Don't know that you're going to see him at the Springsteen concert, but you know what? You never know. You don't
Most
know
people
what...
at Springsteen are 79. I'll be
that is a true statement. That is very true. So we have other winner stories. You know, it's fun when people play. We also had a big winner this week on our $1 million mega multiplier, $50,000 winner with that. So that was a nice win. We also had a nice win with, let me bring it up here so I can get it correct. We had a multi-match win. You know, we talked about Mega Millions and Powerball being hit recently. Our in-state game, our multi-match game was hit at a $750,000 win.
Almost got to a million then, huh?
That See, it gets
was, yeah,
reset
it got to
now.
Over a million last year, as I remember,
yep,
right?
Yep. And our
and
friends.
Things are changing, right? With multi-match too.
Yes,
you had some news on that, right?
Yeah. And that was the segue. So the multi-match, you know, we went to the random number generator, the RNG drawing, and took the televised drawings off the air and went to a random number generator. Well, we no longer do the ping pong balls and the machine.
What was the official name of that? Because I don't ever want to say that the wrong way again on the air. What was the name of the machine that had the air that pulled the ping pong ball up? What was the name? What did the industry call that machine? Because I love that machine.
It's called a machine.
Oh, I call it like the popcorn machine. I don't know what
it's called.
But
it's called the ball machine.
The ball machine. Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, okay. We are simple people in the lottery industry.
I didn't know if it had some name. No. I made a name up for it. And it was rather offensive a couple weeks ago. I don't want to do that. All right.
No. A lot of people. Yeah, there right. You go. A lot of people had names for
but
it.
But that machine, but we're industry, all familiar with that machine, right? Yes. I mean, we've seen that machine on television forever. That machine doesn't exist anymore. And it literally is done the way you see Keno done.
Yes.
The little ball comes flying out and it's randomly generated by what's it called? Say, give me that again. The
RNG, random number generator.
Random number generator. Okay.
And so multi-match will be we're going to move the time so that we can do all these things as efficiently as possible, because that's, if nothing else, we try to be efficient here at Maryland Lottery Gaming. So we will move the time back to 7:56 p.m. It's normally drawn after 11. So, but that's not till March 2nd. So people have plenty of time to get their affairs in order and be ready for that that new jackpot.
Give me a little play, a little backdoor, because I love having you on. I like why? I mean, what's the difference in that? And I always thought it was a little weird you drew later, because I always thought the drawings were a dinner time thing, and we all go to bed and have another number tomorrow night. You know.
Yep. And you know what? I'm gonna give you a very technical answer. Are you ready?
Sure.
I don't have an idea. I don't have a clue as to why. You know what? Because these games started over the years. When they start, they have a certain draw cycle, a rhythm to it, a cadence to what works for them. And when they were all drawn with these ball machines, then, for whatever reason, they had different times. But
it was also a show, right? Like literally it was a television show.
Yeah, the multi-match wasn't that much of a show, but it was recorded. And so people could watch it on mdlottery.com. But now since we have the RNG system, there's no reason to bring somebody back at 11 o'clock just to push the button for that. So let's push that button when we're pushing the pick three, the pick four, the pick five, the bonus match five. So it just makes sense to do it more efficiently at the same time. And at the same time now is roughly that 7:56 draw time.
I just always thought it was weird staying up late to see if you'd won or you'd have to wake up in the morning. That part of playing is you want to see the horse race, a little bit, what I mean?
Sure, like, sure, so absolutely.
John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. And some news on the sports wagering side, because it is Super Bowl week. I'm not out there, but there's plenty of money being spent. And we would always say, and I still make this mistake because I've been on the air 31 years and I'm almost Springsteen's age and he's 73. I would just say out in Vegas, the numbers in Vegas, Vegas says, because that's what we've been saying all these years. It's no longer Vegas, it's here, and anything you used to be able to have in Vegas, this is the second Super Bowl, but more than that, it literally is in the palm of your hands. That on this Sunday, I'm sure from a handle standpoint, people getting involved in exotics and having more fun with the game and their dip, especially when their team's not in, although they don't have that problem in Philadelphia right now, there'll be a big handle this week, right? This is a big day.
Oh, it's huge. And our friends at the American Gaming Association have put out some numbers this week to really put in perspective. And they are mind numbing. The AGA is forecasting that there will be a record 50 million American adults, roughly 20% of the population, expected to bet on Super Bowl 57 and wager an estimated. Are you sitting down, Esther? $16 billion on this singular event. That to me is mind numbing. And the thing, they do surveys, they do polls to get this information. So there's a little bit of that, poll bias or factor has to go in. But the one of the stats that's amazing to me is that, we all over the years, all of us over the years have played, at those party games, you buy squares, the 100 squares, and your team versus the other team, and the payoff at the end of the quarter, end of the game type thing. So for the first year ever, the actual traditional sports wagering, sports books, whether it be retail, mobile, even bookies, is going to exceed the casual squares, friendly bets for the first time. So that tipping point has now gone the other way. How do they know that? I don't have any idea, but they have extrapolated based on the results that they have that's going to be, this is the point of no return.
Well, the ease and the legality of it, right? And the fact that it's no longer, and we've talked about the cannabis industry here. We've talked about prohibition 100 years ago. Once it sort of jumps the shark and becomes part of the culture. I mean, I've spent 29 years on Radio Rose, John, you're doing these conversations where like the gambling part was tamped down. Last year I went to Radio Row in LA and it really wasn't Radio Row. It was Podcast Gambling Row. There was more gambling conversation going on Radio Row than there was football conversation at table to table. And all the sponsors were gambling related as well. It's here to stay. And more than that, when you talk about this handle and the legitimacy and the real money, not the tout money and all of that stuff, 2 years ago in this state, zero, right? Like literally zero 24 yes. months ago that we, and in a plague and Tom Brady winning in Tampa, from that point to whatever this is, it's just a massive, massive jump and it'll never go back. It'll be bigger next year and bigger the year after that. But this is first time out. And I guess this is a good time for you and me to both say, and I do, you know, I get a little bit of this too. Be careful with this, right? This can be dangerous for the wrong personalities. Gamble responsibly. I mean, I have fun with it. We talk about numbers around here and John's here, but we just want everybody to be cool here this weekend and have fun with it. Right, John?
Well, absolutely, Lester. And when you look at it, it is an education effort, if nothing else. I mean, you're right. We have turned a corner on this and that it is part of the fabric of our lives. You can say what you will about your comfort level as an individual, but it is here to stay. 2 years ago, zero. Last year, we had a handful of casinos that you had to actually go get off your couch and go and make the visit and make and place the wager. This year, we have 10 brick and mortar locations and 7 online sports books that will be in play for the big game. Excuse me. And that's, I can't even estimate what Maryland's handle will be. Now, we'll have numbers the end of this week, right before Super Bowl, that will tell us what the month of January did. You know, December was nearly a $500 million in handle in the state of Maryland. Will we see the same number in January? Maybe. I don't know. I'm sure it's pretty healthy. February, remember that after Super Bowl, this kind of falls off the cliff here a little bit until March Madness ramps up in the middle of March. So don't be misled that February's numbers are going to be equal of December or January's. They will not be, because there's just not the staying power week to week that December and January have.
There aren't as many games.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Although who had Hundley throwing 4 touchdowns in the Pro Bowl? Anybody?
You know, I just was so pleased that he went to the Pro Bowl, and the first image I got from the Pro Bowl was of him with another Snoop. So I said, I'll have 2 Snoops. It was him and Snoop Dogg. John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, getting the year off to a right start. And by the way, and I'll just throw a quick plug out. I have the Raven scratch-offs, but you're about to get me into the 50th anniversary. We have new scratch. We have a whole bunch of things that are, I mean, next month's going to be a huge month for you guys in this anniversary ramp up, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to start this next week right here, right now on your show.
Nice. And
I am very, very proud to introduce Kate Airy. Kate is our director of product development. Kate will be pinch hitting for me next week. You and Kate will hit it off famously, I'm sure, but not too famously. I still want to have my gig, you know, the week after.
What is she going to teach me? What's Kate going to tell me about?
She's going to tell you all about the process we went into to put our 50th anniversary product calendar together. She's going to talk about your favorite topic, the Wishbone logo,
right?
Among other things that we're going to introduce this year, about some incredible new products, new promotions for Maryland players that will engage them hopefully for many months up till and through the state fair weekend in September. So we got lots of things coming out already in the marketplace. More stuff next week or the week after. You'll talk with Kate next week, and she is a rock star in the lottery industry. So we are very pleased and proud to have her on our team.
You know why I love the Wishbone? And I'm going to probably talk about this all year, but the reason I love the Wishbone is it reminds me, it's like nostalgia for me, right?
Sure.
Like it's totally where I am with all this Radio Row stuff and putting all this stuff on the air this month from years past. But when I see that Wishbone, I think of being a boy on the bus. You know, I think of storefronts in Highland Town. I think of East Point Mall, you know, like I just think about that was always in the storefront at a time when you weren't overwhelmed with video, audio, you know, stuff there that it's iconic to me. So I'm looking forward to you bringing it back. And we're going to talk more about that. Kate will be on next week. John's taking a rest, but I'm going to be around. Super Bowl wrap up, Radio Row, all 28 years worth of legends and people you know, John, I bet people don't remember when Deion Sanders just came by my set in 2004 in Houston and hung out for 15 minutes. I bet they don't remember when The Rock sat down in 2004. I bet they don't remember when the great, great Nils Lofgren sat down for an hour and a half and wouldn't go away in 2002 in New Orleans and told old Bruce Springsteen stories about traveling in Europe. So we have great, great stuff on the air all month long. We're celebrating around here 25 years. The lottery celebrating 50 years. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore. Positive.